Hello there. Sorry I'm late. I have a habit of getting into my computer and forgetting about the time. Sorry about that. I'm going to go over and see what we have waiting for us. We have some questions in queue. By the way, this is Perrier, and you're listening to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay. This is from Susan. She says, I have a shire horse that develops cankers on his hooves. I had the vet cut it out, but I think if I added theater oil and the clay would help heal. What do you think? I don't know what theater oil is, but I would definitely try the clay. Clay absorbs oil, so I wouldn't do them at the same time. If you can put a thick clay pack over that area in the heel, and then wrap it with some gauze. I would wet the gauze in the clay and wrap it, and then put a elastic wrap around that to hold it in place. But you want to put the clay mud on there real thick, and you can leave it on all day, and then change it daily. I really think it might even have helped if we had put it on before they had to cut it off. It might have brought it to a head and drained it. So we'll keep that in mind for next time. Thank you. Rosie has a question here. I'm 35 years old and a female. Does clay get rid of candida? Yes. If so, what is the recommended amount to get rid of candida yeast? Yes, it will, but if you're still feeding it won't do any good. Clay will get it under control. You need to be aggressive. You want to take, I would take 2 to 3 ounces 3 times a day. I would take clay baths daily, using 1 cup of clay per bath. And the thing is, the clay's going to get it under control. And then if you're eating sugars and sweets and carbohydrates that turn to sugar and fermented foods, it's going to feed it, and before the population can get under control, so you're going to get a yo-yoing effect. You'll get a good results, and then all of a sudden the candida comes back. So it takes your cooperation along with it. If you have vaginal itching, put the clay in that area. Just use the clay mask and mud. I would brush my teeth with the clay. I would pack my gums with the clay at night and just sleep with it in there. When you put the dry powder between your teeth and gums, the saliva sticks it in place. You can take a sip of water and wash your tongue off. And then just sleep with it in there, so it's going to pull any bacteria out of your mouth, and you'll swallow some during the night, so you'll have a little going on then too. But it does take an aggressive approach if you've had it for a long time. Tamika in Austin, what should I do if you're experiencing constipation while taking the clay? I've been drinking lots of water and eating plenty of green vegetables. I still seem to be having trouble. Glad you asked, Tamika. 10% of the people have that problem, and the other 90% start having 3 really good bowel movements a day. What it is an imbalance in your digestive system, or it's pulling the old fecal matter that's lodged in your colon. If you've never had a colonics, you probably have some dehydrated, putrefied, hard fecal matter lodged in there, and when the clay pulls it out and pulls it into the elimination canal, it will plug the pipes. It'll be dark and hard and stinky, but generally after that, things level off. Go to the drugstore or the grocery store and get some over-the-counter magnesium tablets, 250 milligrams. You can take one morning and night. You can take one and a half if you need them. We all need a little more magnesium in our bodies anyway, and it's not a harsh laxative. So that's what I would do for that. And I'm sorry you're experiencing that. It's a sign that you do need the clay. How often can you safely do a foot detox bath? Or you can do them as long as you want. If you want to do them daily, that's fine. All it's going to do is pull the toxins out, stimulate circulation in your feet and legs. While you're soaking in there, I'd take a little of the clay and pull it up on my legs. And I would do about a 1-to-5 ratio. You want it thicker than the drinking clay and not quite as thick as just the clay mask. So maybe a 1-to-4 or 1-to-5 ratio. You want it kind of a soupy mud. And you can pull some of it on your legs and let it dry, and that's just going to help circulation. Soak at least an hour if you can, and then if you can, prop your feet up and let the clay dry on there. And you can reuse those foot tubs if you have something you can cover it with. You can reuse them 3-to-4 times, and then I'd add some water to it and make it more liquid solution and pour it on your plants, your flower beds, and start with a new one. Thank you. Sandra Jester from Asheville. Hey, Perry, I was wondering if you can use a clay mask on the neck area, lifting sagging skin. Yes, you can. And, you know, at bedtime, if you put a thin coat on and let it dry, you can sleep with it on. But definitely do the thicker clay during the day. And it's going to gradually tighten and pull wrinkles. Depends on how much. If you have a lot of sagging muscles, the dewlap look, the turkey neck, it may tighten the wrinkles, but I don't know if it can lift the muscles. You may have to start doing some, you know, raising your chin and kind of tightening your jaw and squeezing those muscles in her necks and jaw. After a while, get lax and everything sags. But the clay definitely won't hurt, and I've seen a lot of help. I've had some ladies that were doing a clay mask like 3 times a week and had done that for several months and went to lunch with some friends she hadn't seen in a while, and they all accused her of having Botox. Of course, I don't know what age she was, but she said they noticed a difference in her wrinkles. So get that mask on there. Good question. Julie Witt from Princeton. Can a 6-year-old use this clay in a bath? If so, how much and for how long? She was recently diagnosed with Tick's disorder. She had a strep infection in her bottom area. Yes, ma'am. Even babies can use the clay. I would put a 1/2 cup of clay in a clay bath, and you know, you don't have to fill children's baths as full as you do adults, but you'll take a cup and keep the water poured over her, let her lay down and roll in it. My grandson, when he was 6, he was always laying down and playing with his toys in the tub, and I would just take a clay and pour the water over him so he would get covered front and back while he was taking a bath. Really, for children, if the bath is not real hot, you can leave them in there as long as they'll stay. It's not going to hurt anything. It's the hot clay baths that open the pores, and you really get the sweating, and that kind of gives the effect of being in a hot tub, and it drains your energy. I don't know what Tick's disorder is. I'll look that up. But for the strep infection on her bottom, I would take the clay mask and just rub it on there and then put her a little pair of panties on and leave it on, you know, let her sleep with it on at night. I know for diaper rash, we've smeared clay on their little bottoms and closed the diaper, and the next morning the rash is totally gone and their little bottoms are healthy again. So I think that will help with that. I would have her drink a little clay. I would give her about 1 teaspoon of the liquid clay in some apple juice and have her drink it. The little ones don't like. My grandson just looks at it and he said, I'm not going to drink that. That's dirt. But I can put it in apple juice and he'll take a little sip and I'll say, what does it taste like? And he says, apple juice. And I said, okay, take a little more, and he'll drink it if I put it in apple juice. It looks a little bit cloudy, but it tastes like apple juice, so he drinks it. And it stops when he has stomach aches and diarrhea because he tends to get those. He will live off of fruit if you, and it just breaks them out sometimes. Another question from Julie. Can you leave the muscle rub on for longer than an hour? The container says to wash off after an hour. Thank you. This clay is amazing. I love what it's done for my face in just 2 days and the energy I have after 3 days' doses. I love it. Wow. Thank you, Julie. You really hit it. You know, that's one of the things, the benefits of clay. You take it for one thing and then you find so many other things, benefits along the way that you weren't expecting. And it looks like you have experienced that. Yes, you can leave the muscle rub on for longer than that. You know, at night sometimes I put it on. I have an ankle I broke 40 years ago, and when I stand on my feet too long, the little veins pop out around that ankle because it was so swollen when I broke it. I was pregnant at the time, and my legs stayed looking like a telephone pole until after pregnancy, and they couldn't give me anything, a diuretic, because I was pregnant. So I stretched all those veins out, and I will put the muscle rub on there thin at night and sleep with it on. Generally, you know, on a muscle, if you have a stiff neck or something and you're putting it on there, on my shoulders, I get really tight, and I just put a thin coat on and then kind of put my shirt over it, and it really holds that warmth in there. Gets on your clothes a little bit, but it'll wash out. But no, I see no problem with leaving it on longer. You know, if it begins to burn, if your skin is irritated or something, actually I've put it on open wounds and haven't felt any burning at all. And so just kind of play it by ear. And thank you for that, sharing with us your wins with clay. That's wonderful. Tamika in Round Rock. How does living clay can affect candida overgrowth? Candida is a positive charge virus or fungus. And when you put the clay, when you drink the clay is a negative charge. It scarfs up the candida. It pulls them into the clay molecule and carries them out of the body. So it's cutting them off from their supply, carries them out, and they die a natural death. They need a warm environment to reproduce, but they reproduce rather quickly. They're very prolific, so unless you're sipping on little clay all day long, you know, you might do that, just go by and take a sip, a teaspoon all throughout the day to keep it under control and not give it time to build back up. And again, like I say, if you're eating the wrong kind of diet, you can look online, Google Candida diet. There are certain things you eat that really help them reproduce. They love it. It's just, you know, putting them on steroids, and they grow real fast. So it doesn't kill the candida. Clay captures. And when it captures, it pulls them inside this negative molecule. It's like a magnet, and it holds them in this little cage and literally carries them out of the body with your feces. I know that sounds kind of weird, but I just imagine it like a little vacuum cleaner or a little Pac-Man gobbling up the baddies. It's not a chemical understanding, but it helps me have a visual of it. Another one from Tamika. Good questions, Tamika. Is it a good idea to go past the 14-day detox and continue your clay twice a day for a longer period of time if you are recovering from digestive problems, possibly leaky gut and candida overgrowth? If so, how long should you continue the detox? How can you be sure your clay is working? What are some of the changes you'll be looking for in your body? Yes, you can go longer than that. Generally, 14 to 21 days is the detox period. This is a cleanse detox. What you're wanting to do is get rid of parasites, get your pH levels under control, get your gut flora working again, and get toxins that we daily ingest out of the body before they are absorbed into the bloodstream. So if you want to keep taking that, keep taking it. It's not going to hurt you. you're not taking near enough to overdose. I don't think anybody's ever died from taking clay. I have some people that take 6 ounces, 6 to 8 ounces daily. I don't think that much of it's being used, but, you know, it's up to you. If you're feeling better from it, fine. Cut down and see how you feel and find your maintenance level. Your maintenance level may be 2 ounces twice a day or 2 ounces three times a day. With candida, I like to keep a little in my system, so I would rather you take maybe 2 tablespoons throughout the day, off and on, to keep that growth under control. And you continue it until you feel better. You know how the candida makes you really tired and you just want the symptoms to go away. I would also take some clay baths to get the die-off toxins and toxins that are stored in other parts of your body. I would take 2 clay baths a week for, you know, 6 weeks to 3 months, depending on how you feel. The baths are very relaxing. You can take them at night. I've had people with insomnia that just sleep like a baby. And if you take them in the evening, you just want to be poured into bed. So those are some things. And what should you be looking for? Well, look up for the symptoms for candida, and you're looking for a release of that, a relief from that. So you will get other benefits, just like Julie was talking about. She was taking it maybe for her skin condition, and she noticed she had more energy. She just really felt good. Clay has an energy to it, and it boosts, it's a catalyst, and it has an activating energy in it. And when you put it on the skin and in the body, it releases an energy in the body, not a nervous energy, not a caffeine energy. You just feel better. You feel like getting more done. You walk with a little spring in your step, and you feel like a young kid again. And that's what you're looking for. Okay, Mary Ann in British Columbia. Hello, Perry. Thank you for presenting this call today. I appreciate it. How nice, just to get an appreciation call. Thank you, Mary Ann. You made my day. I'm just smiling ear to ear. Cheryl in Cleveland, Ohio. Can you use diatomaceous earth with clay? Also, is it overly abrasive as a tooth powder for over a long term? I would take it away from diatomaceous earth. If you want to use both of them, I would wait several hours in between. They act differently. Diatomaceous earth pretty much works on parasites, and then there are some results that it helps arthritis, which clay does also. But I don't see anything about the detoxing effects. And when I mix diatomaceous earth and water, it doesn't stay emulsified. It doesn't swell. There's no clay there to swell and expand with that negative charge on the inside. It just separates the kind of cloudy water, gets real clear at the top, and the diatomaceous earth goes to the bottom. Since they work differently, clay does not kill, it captures. Diatomaceous earth kills and cuts up the parasites. So you want to take them apart. If you mix it with it, it will weaken the clay. And it may weaken the diatomaceous earth, you know, that kind of fight each other since they're different, totally different things. Brushing your teeth. I've been brushing my teeth for a long time, and it doesn't seem to be that abrasive. It depends on the clay you're using. Some are gritty. That's why I like the living clay. It's a very naturally fine clay, and I use it all the time. Now, I put a little toothpaste on my toothbrush because I like the sudsing action, and then I dip it in the clay powder and brush my teeth with it. Or sometimes I will put a little toothpaste on and I'll take just a fingerful of the hydrated clay and stick it on top of the toothbrush and brush that way. It doesn't seem too abrasive. It really kind of gets the yellow off your teeth. Doesn't make a Matthew McConaughey white, but if you've been drinking tea and coffee, you'll definitely see a difference. These are excellent questions today. Shirley Bradfield in Vancouver. Hi, Shirley. Thank you for joining us. Hi, Perry. I have a chow dog with skin allergies. She chews and scratches until sometimes is bleeding. Would the clay help this situation, and if so, how should it be used? Yes, ma'am, and the first thing I would do is give her a clay bath. Now, I would put a cup of clay in there. You want quite a bit because chow dogs have real thick hair, and you want to keep a cup and keep pouring it over and kind of fluff her hair back and maybe take some of the paste and just rub it into her skin, particularly on the itchy places. And after that, I would feed her a tablespoon of the cleansing clay mass mixed in her food daily. And it will be very beneficial. It will help her hair coat. She'll have more energy. Old dogs that are getting arthritis seem to get around better and be able to climb the stairs and jump on furniture again, if you don't mind that. Maybe you have your dog trained well not to do that. So try that and let us know how that works. I think it should help. The clay baths just immediately help. And I think feeding the clay to her and getting that clay when she starts itching, maybe mix up a little bottle of the liquid clay with the big sprayer and add some water to it. And when she starts scratching, part the hair and kind of spray it in those spots. That was just a side thought that came along there. Another question from Shirley. If I use clay on my scalp, will it take the color out of my hair? No. We had a dyed redhead who tried it for us, and she used it all the time to wash her hair, and it didn't affect the color. So you can use that. I like to part my hair and rub it down in the scalp. I don't do it all the time, but every now and then. And just put a shower cap on and leave it on for an hour or so, and sometimes your hair will get to tingling. If it dries too much, it gets a little itchy, but it really brings the blood flow and circulation there. Now, when you wash it off, if you have coarse hair, it's going to feel thicker and coarser. If you have very fine hair, you'll love it. But if you do have coarse hair, you may want to use a conditioner after your shampoo. Just so it doesn't feel so thick and coarse. So, excellent questions here. Cheryl in Cleveland, are there any coupons or discounts available? Cheryl, if you'll go to livingclayco.com and sign up for the newsletters. The newsletters will tell you about some discounts that aren't on the website. Now, occasionally we have a website posted special, just like we have this month with the, you get the half gallon of clay and you get a copy of the book for free, the Living Clay book. And that's when you go there, you click on that, you'll see you automatically get it. But other times we have coupon codes that we send you in a newsletter, so open them, and we may have a 5-day special or 3-day special. Sometimes we'll have free shipping day, things like that. So be sure and sign up for the newsletter so you will be sure and get those notices about the coupons. Thank you for asking that. Karen in Greensboro, can you explain the main difference of living clay and activated charcoal and diatomaceous earth? When should they be used alone and together? I don't think you should use any of them together. They all act differently. Activated charcoal has some of the same benefits as clay, and yet it doesn't have the expansion. You can't really use it as a mud. When it dries, it gets real flaky and gets off stuff. It doesn't dry hard like the clay does. You put a clay mask on and let it dry, and your face turns concrete. you can't smile. You want a clay that will hold like that because it really has a pull and a draw to it. And, you know, take them, if you want to take them, fine, but take them apart. Don't mix them together to take them. Again, the diatomaceous earth is not a clay. It's those little diatoms, the little shellfish that are crushed to a very fine mixture. I never understood if it's going to cut up the parasites, why it doesn't bother your intestines, but evidently it doesn't. Another benefit seems to be the silica in it, which clay is predominantly silica too. It's the dominant mineral, 45% to 50% to 60% silica in clay. So they're claiming it's the silica that makes the arthritis go away. Well, clay makes the arthritis go away also. So, you know, maybe it's more effective on parasites. I don't know. I guess it would depend on the type of parasites. I just know I have people telling me they started taking the clay and they've seen worms in their stool. And one lady sent me a picture of liver flukes, and her stomach had been hurting, and she put a poultice over her liver. And she'd been really, really sick, and she'd had stomach discomfort for a long time. And she said it got worse for a day or two, and then she went to the bathroom, and she noticed all these worms in there, and she took a picture of it and showed me, and they were the shape of liver flukes. Now, no one got them out and examined them who had a microscope who knew what liver flukes were, but she said her stomach quit hurting and she felt much better after that. So it's up to you. Clay and charcoal both have a vacuum to them. It's the heat from the volcano that burn out of the impurities in the soil. And when you have something burn, if you burn a log, the heat rises and it leaves a vacuum. So your activated charcoal is a vacuum type product. It's kind of messy to use. You get black stuff everywhere. And, but, you know, a lot of people have good results for it. I'm not saying don't use it. I just would not use them together. Oftentimes when you mix something with the clay and then you shake it up, it separates the clay. And the clay goes to the bottom and you have water on top. So it takes the emulsification and expansion out of the clay, which is necessary for a lot of what it does. All right, we're out of questions for now. Good day. I do apologize again. I don't have to set alarm clock by my computer. I just get so involved. I don't look at the time. And I woke up this morning with the first thing on my mind was my clay seminar, and don't miss it. And then I just got to working and didn't pay any attention to the time. I'm going to go over to the people on our phone line and see if anybody there has a question they would like to ask. And if you do, you can press *2 on your phone, and I can open your line and you can share a question with us. I would also like to be available. I know sometimes we don't like other people to hear what we're saying or talking about. So if any of you would like to contact me personally, my phone number, my private phone number is 512-262-7187. Now, I'll repeat that in case you didn't have a pencil handy. 512-262-7187. And if I'm not available or on another line, leave a message and I will call you back. Also, you can reach me by email at perryA@austin.rr.com. perryA@austin.rr.com. And I would love to talk with you, discuss things. So many times people like Tamika were having trouble with the bowel movements and didn't ask the question. And and then they're afraid to take the clay. So I really appreciate, if clay's not working, I want to know exactly how you're taking it, exactly how you're mixing it. And we seem to get confused sometimes on how to mix it. So if you go to livingclayco.com and go down to the bottom of the home page, there's a little words across the bottom, and one of them says sitemap. Click on that. You can go to mixing directions, and there's two videos, how to make the clay, and it walks you right through it. I'm a visual person. I don't like reading recipes. I like to see things and get it in my mind. So they will walk you through how to make the liquid and how to make it for a clay bath. And, of course, making the mask is very easy. It's just however much clay you use three times that much water, put it in a container with a tight lid, non-metal, and shake it. Shake it, shake it, shake it. You want to shake it until you get all the lumps broken up. Then let it sit for 10 minutes so it can swell and absorb the water and expand. And then you're ready to go. It's about like a sour cream or a thick chocolate pudding. Well, I don't see any questions, and it looks like we're out of time today. I do have a question. Let me click on this line. Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Is this Glenda? Hello? You're on the air. Hello?
Hi, this is Tamika. I had a couple of questions before, but I thank you very much for answering them. Gave me a lot of good insight because I'm dealing a lot with candida overgrowth.
Uh-huh, yes.
And I think I've gotten it down to a place where it's more controlled, but
uh-huh.
I'm really still, I heard you talking about the clay really captures it but doesn't kill it. And
yeah.
So I was really trying to figure out how I can then, I guess, better repopulate my system so that it actually does keep it in balance, because I was using other probiotics like pills, but I didn't think they were really working all that well. And then I started researching, you know, fermented foods like sauerkraut,
mm-hmm.
things like that, trying to see if that could help me, but I haven't really gotten into it that much. And then I also heard you say that, you know, some people, when they first started taking the clay, they kind of backed up, which I did, and it got better. But I'm still not having, like, regular bowel movements, like, all the time. Like, I feel like I'm supposed to, I think.
How much clay are you taking? How much of the liquid are you taking?
I was taking, I just got off of, like, 14-day detox. And
uh-huh.
I was taking it twice a day, and I was doing a rounded teaspoon of the clay twice a day in the morning and then at night before bed. And in the last 3 days or so since I've been off the detox, I'm now taking it once a day at night, and I'm still taking that same teaspoon amount.
Okay. Now, are you taking that – how much water are you putting that in?
Probably about a cup or a little more than a cup of water.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to the site map and look at that mixing direction.
Okay.
When you're putting it in that much water, you're kind of diluting the clay. When you mix it a little thicker, when you drink it, if you put it in a glass, not a plastic glass, when you drink it, you will see this chalky coating, this slick coating inside the glass that you really have to wash out. If you just try to rinse it out with water, the liquid clay will come out, but there'll still be a chalky coating in there. So I think you may be diluting your clay a little bit. It's a rounded teaspoon to 2 ounces of water. And I prefer mixing it by the bottle, because when you mix it by the bottle, when you all mix it, you're going to have some particles, some heavier particles that fall to the bottom. So get you a 32-ounce container. Fill it half with water. That would be 2 cups. They're 4 cups and 32 ounces. Put 2 cups of water, 1/4 of a cup of clay. You'll have to get a funnel and kind of tap it in. then shake it real, real good and get all the lumps out. Then add the remaining 2 cups of water and shake it again real good. Then let it sit on your cabinet. Immediately the heavier particles will go to the bottom. Now you drink off the top and drink 1 ounce to 2 ounces of that.
Okay.
And do that, I would do it 3 times a day. Drink that liquid 3 times a day. And, you know, if you're going a long time between meals, take a little sip in the afternoon, kind of like a snack sip of clay. You want to keep some clay in there to really combat the candida.
Uh-huh.
And I think maybe it was a little mixed in, half a cup of water is a little weak. Now, people want to know what a single serving amounts to in clay, and a single serving amounts to around a teaspoon in 2 ounces of water.
Okay.
And they think they have to mix it that way, but actually I prefer mixing it by the bottle. It will keep indefinitely on your kitchen cabinet. It won't spoil. Okay. And you just go by, and I have a jigger, 1 ounce jigger, and I just pour a jigger and take my shot of clay, as I call it. And it just slips right down, and it's creamy and smooth and cool. And sometimes I swish with it in my mouth. After brushing my teeth, I'll swish for a while with the clay. So try it that way and see if you're not getting some better results.
Okay. All right, I'll do that.
And let me know. And thank you for the wonderful questions you asked today. Those were some great questions.
Thank you. Thank you for answering them so quickly and so well.
Well, anytime. Please call and let me know how you're doing, because we ought to be able to get this under control if we're doing it right. But go online and Google. I'm not sure if fermented foods turn to sugars or not. You want to avoid anything with sugars and white flour.
Yeah, I was avoiding a lot of sugars or any sugar now. The only thing I use is like stevia, but then I was wondering, I didn't know if like regular fermented foods that you don't use sugar in, like sauerkraut, turn into sugar, and I wasn't really sure, so I'm still kind of researching that.
Yeah, just Google Candida diet, and you'll have a wealth of information. You'll be drowned in it. Okay, get that under control, and I would take a good probiotic at night before you go to bed. I use one from, I think it's Whole Food Research, Keybiotics. They're supposed to, it's a very reliable company, and they're supposed to be an extremely good probiotic. But, you know, I've taken probiotics before, and I can't really tell any difference when I do and I don't. But
yeah.
I know we need them, so I take them. And clay does help your gut flora also. It does contribute some good probiotics to it. I don't know. All these people take all these multiple amounts of vitamin stuff, and I can't feel any difference when I do and when I don't. I know one time a doctor told me I had low thyroid, and I started taking the pills, and then I ran out and I quit, and I could not tell one bit of difference. So I just quit taking them, and I haven't been doing that for years, and I'm doing fine. I have lots of energy and for my age, except for remembering to get online on my show sometimes. So my humanness pops in. So, okay, well, try that and let me know. And you've got my number, or call me or email me, and stay in touch. I'd like to know how you do.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Does anyone else have a question they would like to ask? If you do, press *2 on your phone. And while you're doing that, I'm going to see if we've had any more questions coming in. And I don't see any. Here's one. What's the difference in taking clay off the top as opposed to shaking it up and then taking it? When you shake it up and when you make it yourself, you're going to have the heavier particles, the grittier particles, settle to the bottom. They're in all clays. when we make it and package it, we skim off the top. So we take the cream off the top. Drink off the top. You know, when you get halfway through, you can add a little more water and shake it again and loosen up a little more clay. Let it sit. But when you get down to that grittier part, just add some water to it and shake it loose and feed it to your plants. Share it with your plants. They love it. It's fertilizers to plants. They'll get green. They'll outgrow the other plants and they bloom more often. It's just amazing. If you were to have pockets in your colon, diverticulitis, sometimes the grit can get in those little pockets. I don't think it will hurt anything. I think it'll eventually work out, and it might do some healing there, but it's just not necessary. You're getting everything you need in that creamy part. So, thank you for that. All right, looks like we have no more questions, and I'm going to go one more time. I do have someone. Okay, does anyone have a, whoops, here's a question. Hello?
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. This is Terry.
I apologize. I got up. I'm really late, so I didn't even hear the complete last question, but I'm wondering which one of them you take to ingest, and then how do you take it? I'm looking at trying to detox, but I also have some health concerns that I'm pretty sure the clay will address, but I don't know how to take it.
Okay. Would you mind sharing your health concern? If you get the book, Living Clay, there are over 100 protocols of kind of a guideline on how much to take for different things.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Whether you need to take
I
a poultice or
know
a
clay
bath. Whether you want to take a clay bath along with it or do a clay bath and the poultice and drink it, I recommend everybody drink the clay because it really does wonders for your body in so many multiple ways that we're not even aware of. And, okay, I've kind of lost the gist of your question now as I was talking.
Okay. Well, you were asking, okay, so for one thing, I have stage one stomach cancer that I'm trying to address without all the medical interventions or that I plan to address. I shouldn't say try. And then I've got a bunch of toenail and foot fungus growing. My toenails are really dark, and I'm thinking that if I address the fungus and all this other stuff, that I'll address the major issues as well.
Yes. Cover the toenail with the clay mask. Just smother it and wrap it in some saran wrap or bad press and seal. Put a sock on and sleep with it on all night. During the day, if you can, just glob some clay on there and prop your foot up, get a book, and let it dry. If you have the luxury of reading a book during the day for 10 or 15 minutes. And you will feel the first time, if you're paying attention, you'll feel a little pulsating motion as it's pulling the fungus out from under that nail. And you need to do that. You know, you do it once, but then if there's just a little bit left under there, it's going to work again. So you need to do it off and on two or three times a week, maybe for a month or so. And then you're going to have to give your toenail time to grow out to see the difference. I thought it wasn't working and I quit. All of a sudden I realized that the pocket on my toenail, which was about half of the pocket, half my toenail was white and chalky, was beginning to get smaller and I had good pink nail behind it. So it'll take a while for the nail to grow out to see the difference there.
Okay.
And for your condition, I would drink some of the clay and I would put a poultice, a thick poultice, over your stomach area. Cover it with some gland press and seal. I'd put it on real thick, 1 or 2 inches thick, and just leave it over that area. And with the press and seal, you want the sticky side to the skin and you want to leave a border around it where there's not clay, so it can stick to your skin and it'll hold the clay in place and you won't get it on your clothes. and you can put your clothes on it, or you can sleep with it on it at night. Maybe wear some panties at night to kind of hold it in place so it wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't roll over and slide it and get clay all over your bed. Just kind of use common sense with that. I would
sticky stuff on your website, or should I go to Walmart or somewhere and get that?
What's that? Oh, the glass crescent seal?
What did you call it, the person?
That's at the grocery store. It's right there where the saran wrap and the foil are. It's made by Glad, and it's called Pressing Seal.
Oh, okay.
It's sticky
all
on
right.
one side, and you can tear a big square and then kind of cut the side you need. It's kind of hard to cut because it sticks to your scissors, but you can do it.
Okay.
And it makes a good little Band-Aid. It makes a poultice. You want to keep the wet clay in place. And if you put gauze or something over it, it usually absorbs the moisture and it dries out.
Okay.
So I would try that. I would be drinking maybe 2 ounces 3 times a day. Now, if you're taking medicines for this case, I would take it away from your medicines. The clay baths will help just to detox you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's very relaxing to get in a good clay bath. But those are the three things that I would do. And then call me if you have any problems.
Okay, I will. And I'm just in the checkout line. Where do I look to see if you have any current coupons?
Okay. If you will go to livingclayco.com.
Mm-hmm. I'm already here.
Okay. Sign up for the newsletter on the home page. If you scroll down, it'll say something about signing up for the newsletter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sign up for the newsletter, and they will let you know of any specials.
Okay. I got it.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you very
and
much.
And if you want to contact me and talk to me about anything as you're going through this, I don't know what clay will do for it. We don't make cancer claims. I know it's dissolved some tumors in animals and skin tumors, little small ones, and benign tumors and things like that. But we don't make cancer claims. But I know that it's soothing. It's going to balance your pH. It's going to heal any ulcers and things of that nature.
Yeah, and I totally understand. I get why you have to say all that. But I believe it works, so I'm not even worried.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, and give me a call anytime you need to. Okay.
Thank you very much. I will.
And good luck with
thank
your journey.
Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Wow, this has been an amazing day. We've had some great questions. I'm going to go over again and see one more question. Will you be scheduling another call like today? Yes, I do this on generally the next one will be next month. I do 2 calls a month that are on clay seminars, the 6th and the 20th. Now, again, if you'll go to livingclayco.com and sign up for the clay seminars, or when you get your newsletter, it will be in there. It will let you know the dates. And if you will sign up for the clay seminars, Cheryl will send you your own personal message telling you how to log in and what time it'll be and everything. So we generally have it on Thursdays at noon, the first or second Thursday. The middle Thursday, I do a wellness seminar where we're talking about our mental attitude toward disease and what we say to our bodies and how our bodies follow our mind, and being able to control your mind and staying positive in down times. It's not always easy, but there are some exercises we can do to stay upbeat and positive. And then the following Thursday, so I'll have 3 seminars. And like in March, the clay seminars will be the 6th and the 20th. And the lifestyle seminar will be the 13th. So we do these every month. And when you sign up for it, Cheryl will send you a notification and let you know after the show, if you weren't able to get to it and listen to it that day, she will let you know where it's archived, where you can go on your computer and listen to it again later. So thank you for that question. And this has been a remarkable day of questions, aside from me being a little late. Thank you all for staying on the line and patiently waiting for me. And now, have you had your clay today? If not, go get some clay. And have a wonderful day. It's beautiful here in Texas, and spring is coming. Even though you may be up in the north and they're very cold, you know it's coming. So hang on and stay warm and stay safe. This is Perrier signing out.